Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation about finding calm for the expectant mom, tools for reducing stress, anxiety, and mood swings during your pregnancy. This is a great book. It was written by Dr. Alice D. Domar. And Allie, where can people find you if they want to find the book or they want to talk to you, connect with you on social media? Give us your information.
Well, I actually now have a Facebook page. Well, let me rephrase this. My college-age daughter created a Facebook page on Finding Calm for the Expectant Mom. But I also have a website. It's just www.dralicedomar.com. And there's all the information about how to get the book on the website.
Fantastic. And I know that the book is on Amazon. If you're like me and you order all your stuff on Amazon Prime, it's right there. You can grab it there as well. Now, before the break, we were talking about different ways to deal with moodiness. And one of them that you were talking about was to make sure you have food available because you might possibly be nauseous and you might be pregnant. You might be hungry and be feeling nausea. And so that's one way to manage your moods. What else do you have in terms of tips for that?
The second one is I said a sort of groundbreaking research on how many pregnant women actually have insomnia. And, you know, we always, you know, visualize, you know, in your first trimester, you have to pee every 5 minutes. Well, you know what? If you're doing that during the night, you're going to be exhausted the next day. But with the research by Jody Mendel, it showed that it's throughout the pregnancy that women are not sleeping. So I suspect you have to get up to use the bathroom. You might have leg cramps. You can't get comfortable. Your baby may be doing, you know, the 2 a.m. Olympic trials. You know, there are lots of things. Or just simply anxiety. You know, we call it the midnight imp, that stuff by day may not feel so overwhelming, but in the middle of the night, it's like, oh, my God, these things really add up. And so,
what is that?
It happens to me, and I'm a psychologist. Like, you take a swing in the middle of the night.
It is so frustrating.
Like,
you think you're dealing with stuff, and you're handling it, and then all of a sudden at 2 a.m., you're like, oh, my God, my life is falling apart.
Yes, yeah. And I personally think it's actually worse in pregnancy. I think most women find during pregnancy that they really, you know, get extremely anxious during the night, and then they wake up in the morning, and they're like, wait a minute, why was that such a big deal? So, you know, not sleeping well is a real issue during pregnancy. And I suspect, and I don't think we have data on this yet, I think it's a huge contributor to anxiety and depression. Because we know the sleep deprivation causes anxiety and depression. And so, you know, what I say is, you know, try to, you know, not drink as much in the evenings. Try to drink more during the day so you don't have to get up to the bathroom. You know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, a lot of women just get up and pee because it's a habit. But make sure you really have to go because it's going to be harder to go back to sleep if you get up to go to the bathroom. Yeah. If you're having, you know, leg cramps or back pain, you know, be very creative with pillows. There's actually a study that shows that partner back rubs actually decreases depression. So ask your partner to give you a back rub before you guys go to bed at night.
Oh, I leveraged that as much as anybody humanly could while I was pregnant. I got the most back rubs.
Absolutely.
There's an award to win for snowing your husband into multiple back rubs.
There's data. There's data to support it. So, and, you know, if you are anxious, you know, download some relaxation apps on your phone and do a relaxation technique during the night. Or jot down what you're worried about and promise yourself that you'll tackle it in the morning. There, you know, in the book, we actually talk about some what we call mini relaxation techniques that you can do. They're like basic breathing techniques that you can use in the middle of the night to help you fall back to sleep. So all of these things can improve your sleep. And for a lot of women, sleeping better during their pregnancy dramatically improves their mood.
Yeah, it's interesting because it sounds as though a lot of this is just, it's very practical and logically based. And really what you've done is you've made it, it's all in one place. It's all making sense. It's all organized. And it's a great resource that we can turn to for all of this information in one spot. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that is it. I can't believe how fast this show has gone by. I hope that you got some valuable information about your pregnancy and your first month of life. And I know when I had my second, it was very soon after my first, and there were still so many things that I need to be refreshed on. So if you are currently a mom having your second or third or fourth child, I hope that you got a lot out of this. And if you're a brand new mom joining us, we're so excited to be on this journey with us. Stick with us. We've got some great information for you every single week. And don't forget to visit our website, workingmother.com. There's a slew of information there for you on every possible subject that is relevant to a working mom. We refresh it constantly, always new content, great videos, great articles. And I really encourage you to use that resource as much as you possibly can. And please reach out to me if there's anything in particular you want to hear about or you want to know about on this show or on my video series, The Motherhood Corner. You can talk to me on Facebook, on Twitter at Bettina Bush, BettinaBush, or on Instagram at Bettina Bush Official. And don't forget, there is no way to be a perfect mom, but there are a million ways to be a good one. Thanks for joining us.